This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
ESPN's Adam Schefter is brought to you by Liberty Bank and by Coleman. It's electric. Adam Schefter, how are we doing today?
Gentlemen, what is going on today?
You tell us, man. You're the guy with the stories. That was, as you know, obviously, we saw you correcting the record on Twitter. A viral piece of content with you on a podcast has been going around about the strangest place that you've ever broken a story. We found out it was post-coitus. Now, the big question that I have about this, Schefter, and we will get to NFL questions maybe if we have time at the end of all of this once I'm done with my line of questioning, is did you get the scoop in the middle of the act and then tweeted it afterwards, or was it all after the fact?
Well, first of all, I am completely shocked that this has taken on the life that it has. Like, I believe all day long I've been responding to texts about this, including one of my wife this afternoon. my wife didn't appreciate the story as much as other people. I should point that out.
Strangest thing.
Some people enjoyed it. Some people enjoyed it. My wife, not as much. Not as much. Yeah. You know, again, I don't know what to say. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Well, I was just interested in the timeline because it's like that's obviously a great story.
I said what I said, right?
Yes. Yep. So let me take it in a little different direction. Is there an Adam Schefter book to be written about these types of things? Maybe not this specific detail, just the stories that you have to tell over the years of just crazy places, crazy things, and all of that. Is that in the offing?
Well, not to rat anybody out, but like even afterwards, Jay Glazer was texting me about a time that he broke a story and the details that was going on with that, and I'll let him share his story. But it involved a model and a big story.
Nice.
Yeah. And so, you know, look, I always say this, and it's really true, whether it's talking about this or anything else. Coaches remember plays of games, all the details surrounding a play, the play call, how much time was left, and reporters remember stories. And I can tell you the story behind almost every story. Because there's always a story behind the story. It's never just something that's simple. There's always a story behind the story, and maybe that is a book one day, the story behind the story. It would be interesting to see some of the things that have happened over time with various stories, including this particular one that I talked about, Kevin Clark's show, which, again, I didn't realize would captivate the country and go viral the way it did, but it did. Yeah, I mean, that's the deal. The stories behind the stories are more interesting than the stories themselves.
So just to maybe close this up, do you have a nice couch and will you be sleeping on it?
Yeah, I got a great couch in my office, my home office, and it's looking very cozy.
Yeah, well, you got to have to do it. And by the way, I think the reason why this went so viral, Adam, is because people think of you almost as not even like a guy. Like, you're this
information robot.
Information robot, basically. Yeah, right. Like, people turn to you for the info. And I think at some point, like, when you are as successful as you are, it almost dehumanizes you. So this was a very human look into the world of Adam Schefter that I feel like we don't get all that often. I know you wrote a book in 2018, but in general, I feel like we don't get a lot of personal stories from Adam Schefter.
Well, I'll say this, that Newsflash again, information robots have feelings.
Very good. Now, Adam, yesterday the Bruins coach got fired, Jim Montgomery, and our own Rich Keefe ended up breaking the story right here on these airwaves, and a lot of people doubted him. And I was wondering, at what point in your career did people stop, like, doubting you? I know some people still might, but in general, you're looked at as the standard bearer of all the scoops, and you're not wrong, and this is, you know, you're the guy that people look to. When do you think you kind of crossed over into that status?
I have no clue. I appreciate the kind words. That's very nice of you to say. I know that I've enjoyed over time the number of instances when I would report something and people would say something and doubt it, and then it turned out to be right. Like that, that's always, you know, it's like an athlete being called out. You know, he can't do it, or he's not going to be picked high, or can't get the job done, or he's not good enough to start, or it's the same thing. Like, again, we're human beings. And so there have been enough instances over time, which I'll save for the book, The Stories Behind the Stories, because there are enough of those that I can think of right off the top of my head. And you remember those things too. And so, that's the deal. Like anybody in any line of work that is called out, challenged, always wants to perform at an optimal level. And information robots are no different.
So let's get to the here and the now and some information you might have. What is going to happen with the Cincinnati Bengals wide receivers? Because here in New England, we've been talking about T. Higgins as a possible option for seems like a year and a half now. So how do you think, because Jamar Chase also seems a little annoyed at times, how do you think things play out in Cincy with those two guys?
It's pretty simple. T. Higgins is a free agent. He gets to walk away from Cincinnati after the season. They can't tag him. They can't afford to tag him. So he gets to hit the free agent market and become an incredibly high-paid receiver. And if New England wants him, I think New England will have a real chance to get him. All you have to do, very simple, write a check. Write a big check. And T. Higgins is going to, I believe, break the bank in free agency. He's going to crush it as a wide receiver. He might be the top free agent out there this upcoming winter. There are enough teams that need wide receivers, and somebody's going to pay him, and somebody's going to pay him a lot of money.
Well, I hope it's the Patriots. It seems like in the AFC East, Adam, that the Jets are just having a full factory reset right now. Woody Johnson is just going completely rogue. Is there a possibility that maybe some of those players, if they go the full, you know, full enema over there, is there a possibility maybe some of those guys could shake loose?
Well, who do you want there?
Garrett Wilson. I want Garrett Wilson.
Well, the issue with that would be that they're not cutting Garrett Wilson. That Garrett Wilson would be traded.
Right.
And in the event that the Jets ultimately decided that they wanted to trade one of the best young wide receivers in football, my guess would be that they're not going to trade him in the division. It's one thing to decide you're going to trade him, which is hard to imagine, but it's even more incomprehensible that they would think of trading him within the division. So I would not expect that to happen. I think the Patriots would have much better chances at writing a check to T. Higgins than to hold out hope of trading for Garrett Wilson.
Adam, I think last week we asked you about Bill Belichick, and you said you think there's going to be 8-9 jobs available, that he's going to have potentially a pick of his jobs. Is there a chance that he could be competing with one Deion Sanders for a Cowboys opening? That's a headline I think I saw actually on your own network television this morning.
Well, yeah, listen, I think Bill's going to be in demand, and I think Bill's going to be selective, and I think there'll be people that are interested in Deion, and Deion's not going to go for just any job either. So if it just so happens that they're both up for the Cowboys job, I mean, that's not far-fetched to imagine that possibility. Like I said, I don't think if there are 7, 8, 9 openings, which I would expect somewhere between 7 and 9, I think Bill would be in play for any number of them, but I think Bill probably would only choose a couple of them or be willing to go to a couple of them. And same thing with Deion Sanders. So I think people are going to be a little bit careful and selective of where they wind up. And by the way, you don't have to take a job either. If it's not right, there's nothing forcing you to go take a job.
Sure. Adam, before we let you go here, there were reports this week that the Crafts were looking for help to try and develop Drake May, maybe looking outside of the organization. Did you hear anything about that? And what's your general thought on ownership getting involved in something like that? Is there a possibility it could undermine the coaches who are here now?
Well, I've not heard that. I don't know whether there's any validity to that. I think that the Patriots have a tremendous asset on their hands, and it's up to them, however they decide, to surround him with the best players, coaching, talent, whatever it may be. He is their most important asset right now. The future rests with Drake May. So however they feel and however they deem it appropriate to develop Drake May into the top quarterback that he has the chance to become, you do that. Whatever that means, that's up for them to decide.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Adam Schefter, thanks so much for the time today. Thanks so much for sharing your story, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Guys, have a great week. We'll talk next Wednesday.
All right,
good luck
good.
On the couch.
That is Adam Schefter live from the couch, where he may be for a little while after being in the doghouse with a truly tremendous story that he told on that on that other podcast. We never thought to ask him a question like that. I feel stupid now, but maybe next week. Maybe next week we can get some more details. It's a little too hot right now.
He also may pay the price for that. Because once you answer one of those, people like you, right, host ones are like, oh, what can I ask him if he's willing to ask that?
Well, yeah.
We'll see.
Well, that's where my instincts take me. What am I supposed to not supposed to ignore?
He might need to Heisman some of those and put those off. I also think it was funny in there. I was going to ask him, but we kind of went down a different road. You remember when fans realized, like, the Red Sox don't hate the Yankees players, like they're going to dinner?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like there's a little bit of that. Like, so you don't hate Jay Glazer and Ian Rappaport and those guys? Like, you guys are buddies texting each other, even though you're competing for all the same information?
Yeah,
it's kind of weird. I want them to hate each other. I want him to hate Crap Sheet like I do.
Texting each other sex stories. Great text. It says, that's like when a kid sees a teacher outside of school and it blows their mind that they're real people with their own lives. That is what that's like.
Exactly.
Hearing Adam Schefter like has sex is like exactly that same dynamic, 100%.
It's like in the Santa Claus when he starts dating the principal.
Yep,
his dad starts dating the principal. The kid hates it.
Just like that. All right. This is the guest corner, and that means that Adam Schefter out, Brian Scalabrine in. We'll talk to Scal next.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.